You got to know where you stand in life. I know where I stand. I am crazy, and it ain't getting better. Say that because I'm a parent. I'm the proud father of two little girls, ages 5 and 7. I live next door to my brother. He has 3 children. All of them are girls. Their ages are 3, 5, and 7. My side of the family, there are now 9 small children. They are all girls. The oldest one is 8 years old. And let me tell you, the Foxworthies are going through some toilet paper, too. They had a TV show on the other night about Save the Rainforest. I'm like, it's all our fault. We're using too much TP. But I have learned a lot about girls. I tell you one thing I've learned girls can be a little bit more emotional than boys. I spend half my life trying to figure out what people are crying about. Like, honey, now calm down and just tell me what happened.
Well, I came in and I was going to go upstairs and play with them, but then they locked the door and they called me a stupid head and they said I couldn't be in their club. And then I was looking for you and I was calling you and calling you, but you weren't answering to keep me upstairs and couldn't find them.
I'm like, honey, calm down. You're going to scare the children. Now just tell me what happened. And I'll tell you something about that crying. The guys back me up on this. It doesn't matter if they're 5 or 55. When a girl you love starts crying, you might as well throw up the white flag because you have lost the war right there. All you can think about is I got to get them to stop crying. I'm like, honey, look, I can do shadow puppets. Look at this. Little, there's a dog right there. And it's probably healthy that girls cry so easily. See, guys are taught all our life not to cry. Don't you cry, boy. I'll give you something to cry about. That's why when we get grown, we can be out cutting firewood and cut our leg off with a chainsaw. Bill, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Just throw the leg in the cooler and get me a beer. I'm okay. See, women get their emotions out. That's healthy. They break up with a guy. They call some girlfriends over. They cry about it. They eat some ice cream. 2 or 3 weeks later, she's all right. She's ready to move on with her life. Guys break up with women. We spend a week or two denying that we care anything about her. Then we're out in the front yard with a weed eater chasing small animals. She said she'd always love me. I love this house full of girls. And I love the way their minds work. People always ask me, they say, where do you come up with material? You know what? You don't have to come up with it. You just got to write it down when it happens. Give you a couple examples of that. Not too long ago, I was sitting in my office and I was trying to write, and my oldest daughter came in and she had 2 little Ritz crackers and she'd kind of made a sandwich out of them. And she's got a real high voice. She walked in there. She said, "Dad, I made you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich." I said, "Well, thank you, honey." And I took the thing from her and popped it in my mouth and ate it. She's kind of staring at me. She said, "Did you like it?" I said, "Oh yeah, that was really, really good." She said, "You want to know how I made it?" Maybe. She said, "Well, I got 2 crackers, and then I got some peanuts, and I chewed them up and spit them on 1 cracker. Then I got some raisins, and I chewed them up and spit them on the other one. You want me to make you another peanut butter and jelly sandwich?" "No, honey, I am full as a tick, but I bet your mom would like one." Then, not to be outdone, a few weeks later, my wife and my mother-in-law had ordered bathing suits through the mail. You know, one of these mail order things, and the bathing suits arrived, and they're trying them on. And my mother-in-law walked out in her bathing suit, and my youngest daughter looked at her and said, "Gamma, you shouldn't draw on your legs with a blue magic marker." Needless to say, I had to mop up the milk I had been drinking because it was on the other side of the room, which is pretty good distance through your nose. That's gonna sting a while right there.